And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Sunday, July 5th. And today we've got the second part of our interview with Steve Herz. And, you know, he's interesting. He's a talent agent, a career advisor. But one of the things that I thought was interesting when I started talking to him was a little bit about how you could be a better colleague with the folks that you're working with. It's so hard when you're social distancing and working remotely. And also, if you work with your family members, how you can make sure that you communicate effectively. So here is the second part of our interview with Steve Herz. His book is called Don't Take Yes for an Answer. Okay, I have to ask you this. You work with your father, right?
I did a long time ago.
I wanted to ask you, like, well, what would it be like to give feedback to your father or him giving it to you in a workplace? Because I think a lot of people who are in small businesses who listen to this show are struggling with how to help these people they love get better at the job without either coming down way too hard or going easy on them, because that's a terrible message as well.
Well, it's funny. I mean, look, my dad did some legal work for me after he retired in his 70s, and he did a great job. So we were very fortunate. We didn't have a lot of conflict. Look, he read my book, and he thought it was a great book. And he said to me, I wish I read this book 60 years ago. So I think it's just a question of finding that message. But on a different level, I have a brother who's been doing legal work for me for a long time as well. And we've had some pretty good arguments over the years. And I think if there's just a trust and a respect with each other, then it works. I mean, at the bottom of it is, you know, my wife always says it to me, I'm a great communicator in my business and a terrible communicator at home. And I think she's right. I need to read this book for my personal life more than anyone probably, because I get too emotional about it. And I have a harder time applying these principles with my children and her than I do with people at work.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's interesting that you say that. I think that there are a lot of people who struggle with that, that they can be better colleagues, better bosses, better employees. And when they get home, they just don't have anything left in the tank. I totally understand that. I think that that's a very common thing. Let's get back to kind of where we are right now. So when you look at the world, I know that crazy time, you know, pandemic looms large. What is it that you want to communicate to people about communicating in this time? What is it that, you know, you cannot, look, I'm a huggy person. Mark laughs. Like someone would, if you walked in the studio, I'd probably hug you. And, you know, 6 months ago, I probably would have hugged you when you walked in. And so it's very hard for me, sort of like in light of Me Too and now the virus, like I feel like physical touch is a part of me. How do I replace that? How do I kind of channel that energy in a positive way?
When you talk to people, you communicate warmth. I think it's just reaching out and honestly being interested in another person, you know, taking somebody off guard. Like, let's say Mark, for example, your producer, maybe you haven't seen him in a while, just picking up the phone and surprising him with a conversation that has nothing to do with work. Say, Mark, I just wanted to call for a minute. nothing to do with our schedule this week. Just checking in to see how you're doing. I know it's been difficult. I think people love hearing that. That's a level of warmth that is, you know, something I talk about a lot in the book. If you just, the little things about showing someone you're interested in them, whether it's in a conversation by asking a follow-up question, really being interested in something that they're interested in, or just asking about them. And look, nothing's going to replace a hug or a touch, but you do the best you can. Control what you can control. It sounds so trite, but you, within the realm of the limitations of our lives right now, there are still a lot of people are doing great at communicating, and they're doing great at keeping in touch, and they're really not losing at all the closeness of the bonds of the relationships they have. And there are a lot of people that aren't. And so I still think it's possible to be very successful even within those limitations.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When we're covered up, it makes communicating even more difficult. So in a weird way, I feel like I'm turning into my mother because it's like, I want to lay eyes on you, or I want to hear your voice as opposed to don't text me. I want to actually hear the inflection in your voice. And I get that. I think that it's really interesting to be in this environment and trying to really access what somebody is saying and listen so attentively and try to hear between the words. I always say to people, like, just give some space. Like, it's okay. You don't have to jump on top of somebody else. I think that the most common refrain that I hear about people who are on these Zoom calls for work, it's like, mute yourself and stop stepping on each other. Give yourself some time. Give the other person time to finish a thought, right?
You're 100% right.
And it's very difficult because, you know, don't take yes for an answer. I was wondering, so when you wrote that, don't take yes for an answer, tell me what prompted you to title the book that. What are you really thinking about when you say that?
I think I'm trying to tell people to change their mindset as it relates to one aspect of their lives, right? I'm not saying don't ever take yes for an answer. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't want to be praised. But what I am saying is that in one part of your life, which is in terms of where are you in the world right now versus where you want to be. And if you're exactly where you want to be, then don't read the book. It's not for you. If you're not where you want to be, I think one tool in the toolbox that you're probably not thinking about is, how am I really doing in relation to how I think I'm doing? How do I find that out? Which is by not taking yes for an answer in terms of the echo chamber that we're all hearing all the time. And that's just a mindset that can carry you in your life. So once you have that mindset down and you've had this shift in your thinking about yourself and about praise, you now see praise as maybe not so valuable. And you see the absence of criticism as maybe quite harmful. And when you get that constructive criticism, going back to Joe, the guy in your office, he's going to be so appreciative of what you've done for him and wanting it so much that he actually has a mindset that's not going to be opening up to being better. And then the second reason I wrote the book, you know, in addition to why I called it Don't Take Yes, is the next tool in the toolbox is, how am I really coming across with other people? And that's where the book gets very prescriptive about awe. And it's really easy to make some significant improvement for anybody, I think, if you read the book and you apply the tools that are in there.
All right, let's do your top three. Three top things that are nuggets that you can give to our listeners.
So number one is the data on the 85-15 rule, is that only 15% of your success is correlated and causally related to how good you are at the technical part of your job. Only 15. It's crazy to me how low that is. That's number one. Second, and dovetailing off that, is a really interesting statistic that Google hires people to be software engineers. And they hire based on 8 criteria. And of the 8 criteria they hire on, one of them is software engineering skills. But they rank that 8th among 8. And they rank all the soft skills above the hard skill computer programming expertise, right? And then I say the third thing is that when we go to kindergarten, we get graded and get some metrics around how are we in terms of all these soft skill qualities. Jill does well with others. Jill plays blocks well with others. Jill smiles with people. Jill is warm and friendly to have in class. Jill's a pleasure. All those things you get on your report card in nursery school and kindergarten. And then they disappear. From first grade on, everything is about the hard skills. And so this book hopefully will help you catch up from everything that you forgot to put metrics around from kindergarten.
That's excellent. Well, I know that it probably might surprise you with my charming interaction with you, but of course I was a pain in the ass in kindergarten, like many aggressive girls who were told that I talked too much and that I was called aggressive because I played sports. And in gym class, I played with the boys and I was known to be aggressive. And I took that as a badge of honor. Also, one other little known fact about me, got kicked out of the Brownies also for being too aggressive. What are you going to do? Steve Herz, thank you so much. He is the author of Don't Take Yes for an Answer, Using Authority, Warmth, and Energy, AWE, get it, A-W-E, to get exceptional results. Remember, if you've got a financial question or a career question or something going on that has sort of a dollar sign attached to it, send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Always go to our website, jillonmoney.com. We've got a contact button. It's in the upper right-hand corner. We would so appreciate it if you would pass along this podcast to anyone who you think could benefit from it. And if you would leave us a rating or a review, that really does help us out. I don't know why, but Mark says it does. Remember to wash your hands and wear your masks and maintain that physical distancing and do something nice for somebody else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.